Penguin Random House Audio presents Coming Out to Play by Robbie Rogers with Eric Marcus. This is Robbie Rogers and Teresa Rarick Rogers. For my family, with so much love and appreciation. Introduction. My name is Robbie Rogers. My sister Alicia calls me Robber, but only when she's being affectionate and wants to make me smile. Mom calls me Robbie or Dear Heart and a lot of other embarrassing things. Grammers and Grandpa call me Obby Odgers. Not because they have a problem with their R's, but because I used to, and they still like to think of me as their little grandson, even though I long ago made peace with the entire alphabet. Most everyone calls me Robbie. Until recently, I was best known as a professional soccer player who dabbled in fashion. I have a men's clothing line. I've played soccer in one form or another for 22 of my 26 years. And during that time, I've done what I've had to in order to fit in and excel in the game I love. My fans know that I've played for the Columbus Crew in Ohio for 5 seasons, was voted an All-Star, was named to the MLS Best 11, one of the biggest honors for a player in the Major League Soccer when we won the 2008 MLS Cup. They also know that I played for the U.S. Olympic soccer team in the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, one of the highlights of my life. That I left the United States in 2012 to play football in England for Leeds United, and in May 2013 joined the LA Galaxy. What I'm best known for is having blazed a trail. As NBA player Jason Collins said, when I returned to soccer after a very brief retirement and became the first openly gay male athlete to play in one of the top 5 team sports in North America. Those are the bare outlines of my life. And while the various media have filled in some of the details since I came out publicly in February 2013, I have been uncomfortable with the shorthand versions of my life that I've seen and read. So in the pages that follow, I'll tell you the story of my life behind the headlines. How I lived with a secret that just about destroyed me, how I came to free myself from that secret, and how despite all my fears to the contrary, I found the kind of acceptance, support, and love that I never believed was possible. My hope is that by reading the story of my life in greater depth, you will learn something from my experience. While I wouldn't change anything about my life as I lived it, because I wouldn't be where I am today if not for all those experiences I had, both good and bad, I wish I'd known the high price you inevitably pay when you choose to keep a secret that compels you to live a lie. It's a cliche to say that the truth will set you free, but as you'll see, that's exactly what happened to me. And it's that wish to live an open and honest life that inspires me now to share my story with you. Robbie Rogers, February 2014. Chapter 1, Crack Up. I was out cold before my face hit the ground. February 18, 2012 should have been one of the happiest days of my life. Instead, I was crumpled in a heap on the stunningly green pitch, what they call a sports field in England, unconsciously breathing in the scent of freshly cut grass. If I had been able to hear anything, and I guarantee you that I wasn't hearing a thing because my brain was still seeing stars, I could have heard a pin drop, because the 21,000 soccer fans in the stands that sunny afternoon were holding their breath to see if the motionless American who had just made his debut at the historic Ellen Road Soccer Stadium with their beloved Leeds United was dead or alive. Just the day before, I was as conscious as I'd ever been when I saw my name posted on the game day roster at our training ground for a match against the Doncaster Rovers. I can't say I was surprised to see my name as much as I was relieved to finally have the chance to play after a month of training with my new team. Being placed on the game day roster was no guarantee that I'd actually get to play, because I wasn't in the starting 11, the 11 footballers who were designated to start the game. But if you don't get on the bench in the first place, there's no chance you'll be called in as a substitute. It turned out to be a very dirty, ugly game. Not much possession, not great passing, but even so, I enjoyed watching and just being there. The Leeds fans are very passionate. From the start of the game, they're always chanting, singing, and cheering for their team. Going into the second half, the score was 0-0. There were 5 of us on the bench. And once the second half started, the coach sent us to warm up at the side of the field. First 2 of us, and then the other 3. For a few minutes, we jogged and stretched to get ready to possibly go in, and then went back to sit on the bench, and then I got called in. You don't have a lot of time between getting called and the start of play, but in a few seconds, it took to get from the bench to my position on the pitch, I thought, this is Leeds United, this is Ellen Road. I'm playing football in England. I'm so proud and excited just being on this field, where there's so much history and so many great footballers have played. Since I was a little boy, kicking a ball up the steep driveway of the house where I grew up in Southern California, I dreamed of playing professional soccer in England. They have the biggest leagues, the most devoted fans, the game is always fast and competitive, and the greatest players want to go there. And now, having worked so hard to make this dream come true, I was running onto the pitch for an English team
Sample complete. Ready to continue?